I'm Kathleen Smith.
Hey, Rachel Bozeman.
Welcome to our podcast bonus edition on how to ace your interviews. Rachel, some job seekers just wing it with their interviews, maybe not giving much thought to preparation as they should. Yeah, we all know those.
Ooh, do we ever? This is really their chance to shine and wow the future employer. So we just want to make sure that we give you all the tips and tricks so that you can do your homework and be best prepared to make the most of the opportunity.
Okay, let's get started with our top 10 list of things you must consider, do, want to do to excel in your interview. Number one, your number one tip, realize that your interview starts with your first interaction with a potential employer. That might be your online profiles, it might be your resume, networking interactions, job fairs. You are being evaluated and opinions are being made about you even before you're getting into the interview. So you want to be prepared and professional in all of those interactions. It's an old cliche, but it's hard to overcome first impressions. So be professional, courteous, and kind from the start. And I know a lot of people think that, oh, you know, they can just rush in and everything will be fine. But someone in that parking lot, someone on the receptionist desk, somebody in the bathroom, they all are interviewing you. So realize that you need to be prepared and be professional at all points.
Our second tip to really making sure you can ace that interview is always be on ready. Be prepared for that initial phone screen. It's oftentimes going to come out of the blue. Recruiters, they get your number, they see your resume, and they're going to give you a ring. So always be prepared to take it seriously, whether it's in person or whether it's virtual, whether it's with a recruiter or a hiring manager, always be on ready. Also, give yourself permission. If someone calls you out of the blue and you're at the grocery store, let them know, hey, this isn't a great time. Can we schedule a time so that you can be at your best and be at ready? And also be ready. They may have questions for you about salary. Make sure that you're prepared to answer any and all questions in a thoughtful way in that initial phone screen.
Tip number three, and I'm always amazed that people don't do this, which is researching the company and the people that they'll be interviewing with. Many cleared job seekers don't do this, but they really have the opportunity to do that. When a recruiter calls to schedule your interview, ask for the names of the individuals you'll be speaking to. It's perfectly acceptable to ask for that and be prepared. It also gives you an idea of the scope of the interview that you're going to be doing. If it's just one person, is it a panel interview? Are you going to be there all day? Really getting that idea of the different people you're going to be interviewing with. And then take the time to research them online. The agency, the contract, everything that you want to know about that. You're seeking details, but also commonalities that will help you in that interview. Icebreakers, conversation starters, things like, you know, what school did they go to or what commentary did they just make on a LinkedIn post? Small talk at the beginning of any interview is really hard, but it is a really great smart strategy to help you feel more comfortable, but also for you, them to get to know a little bit more about you. It helps establish a connection and helps you to be more memorable. It could be a shared school. It could be where you grew up. It could be the weather. It could be the person who's interviewing you, what they're wearing that day. It may be a picture that they have. The person who's interviewing may be just as nervous as you are, or even more nervous. So be sure that you have some conversation starters to help them feel a little bit more comfortable with your interview. Be open to using your recruiter as a resource too, asking them what they think would be most important to the folks that you're talking to. The more you know about the company and the people you're interviewing with, the better you'll do in the interview.
Absolutely. Great advice. Tip number four, check your network, both online and offline, to see if you already know a contact at the company. This gives you such great intel. Really what you're seeking is to know what really is the role. This will make you a better candidate for the job and give you insights that your competition for the position just doesn't have. It helps you be more informed. It gives you a level of interest in the position. You're going to be able to find out things like, is the hiring manager really a tyrant and ran off the last four candidates? Or maybe they have an amazing culture, or things that, again, the job description just really doesn't tell you. So you're never going to know unless you talk to the folks that are walking and are in the role.
And what's really interesting is that a lot of people don't understand that they have some interesting tics or speech patterns that are a real problem. So tip number five is rehearse interviewing with a trusted colleague or friend, and make sure that this is someone who's going to give you honest feedback, because we're noticing more and more that people have speech patterns or they have nervous tics like playing with their hair.
Busted.
But we all have them, and you really need to know if this is something that you do when you're nervous. So if you haven't interviewed in a while, especially if you haven't interviewed in person in a while, you'll want to make sure that you're comfortable in that interview. And you'll want to make sure that you don't have any of these distracting habits. You also want to project a positive and being present attitude rather than being distracted. You've got very limited time with the interviewer, so you want to make the most of this opportunity.
Tip number six is probably my favorite because it's around fashion and making sure that you are dressed appropriately for that interview. Nothing can detract more from your interview than coming in and trying to be such a fashionista that you have completely taken away your skills and talents really related to the role. So it's important that you understand, what is the dress code? What's appropriate? Again, use your recruiter. Ask them the questions about what's acceptable at this employer, what's considered to be appropriate to dress, and do it. Make sure that you're taking that best one. I can't tell you how many times I've seen folks walk in and they're not comfortable in what they're wearing. Maybe they haven't worn a pair of heels for 4 years and they decide this will be the time to wear it. Well, they're just wobbling around, or maybe they're wearing their dad's jacket that's just too big and they're just not feeling at their best. So wear something that makes you feel confident, comfortable, and fits.
And this is not a time to bring out your prom dress or any
shoulder pads. Leave them behind, y'all. Leave them behind.
Yeah, I can't tell you how many times I've been at a job fair and somebody's wearing what they would wear to their Saturday night date. No, please don't do that. Tip number seven, be on time. Ooh, me coming from a military background, I don't even understand people not being on time. But being late does give the interviewer an opportunity to look into your dependability. They're making judgments about you based on limited information, so this is really important. So if you're late, call your contact, apologize, let them know when you think you'll arrive. When you do arrive, address the issue head on and apologize. Don't dramatize this. This is not why in all this. Just say, there was an accident. I'm sorry I'm late. Move on. You do not need to go over detail on that component. But also don't be too early. Walk in about maybe 5 to 10 minutes before your appointment time for an in-person, or log 5 minutes ahead of time for a virtual interview. Give you a little bit of time to check out all of the tech hiccups if that's doing on virtual. But also, if you're someone who has anxiety, which a lot of people do, especially after the pandemic, we have some anxiety. There's nothing wrong with testing out the tech well beforehand just to make sure it works. Make sure you have all of your system updates. And also, if you're driving to that interview, give it a test run. You know, if you're going at Tuesday morning at 8 o'clock, the week before, Tuesday morning at 8 o'clock, give it a route, because being prepared and being confident about getting there is always going to be helpful.
Absolutely. And the common theme is going to pop up again in tip number 8. It's all about preparation, preparing your success stories. So before you come in, you know what we're going to ask. We're going to ask questions about situations, things you've done in the past. So be prepared with those success stories. Come with 5 to 7 success stories in your back pocket. So when you're asked the question about, tell me about a time, you can easily access it and tell us that amazing opportunity and the ways that you've been able to razzle and dazzle in the past and how you could do it at our company in the future. This will give you the confidence to really shine when you are asked those questions.
So tip number 9, this one, it's amazing. People don't think about it. But tip number 9, ask questions. People don't get prepared. They don't think about the questions that they want to know about the company. Even if you think that you've gotten everything covered in the interview, have a few additional questions to show that you've done your homework. You know, things like, what are the goals of the position over the next 6 months? What is the process of follow-up? What is a typical day like? But I'm going to go back to that other question that I mentioned. What is the follow-up like? Because this is something also that a lot of job seekers leave on the table. They don't understand what is the next step in this interview process. So ask, you know, should I be hearing from you? May I follow up with you? Definitely get that out. In our show with Michael Burnham from Raytheon Technologies, he recommends always having a list of 10 to 15 prepared questions for your interview with the expectation that you're going to ask at least 5 or 6 of those. And you'll find a link to Mike's episode in our show notes.
Tip 10, follow up. How do you do it? What's appropriate? So after you've completed the interview, within those next 24 hours, write a thank you note. Email is great. Email is fantastic. But make sure you send an email to every single person that you've interviewed with. Make sure you don't leave anyone out. Nothing feels worse than being the person that didn't get the thank you email. Also, any contacts that you have at the company that you've made aware that you're interviewing, let them know that you've completed the interview and that you're interested in the position. If you're not interested in the position, let your recruiter know as well so that they can follow up with those next steps.
So that's our top 10 list of things you should do to excel in an interview. We hope you found this bonus episode useful and will subscribe to our podcast. Please rate and review us on the platform you're listening to us now.
Thanks so much for listening. Bye, y'all.